Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
And we have to, because tomorrow really matters. So tell a friend and stay tuned now for the Peter B. Collins Show coming up next after the CBS News. Have a great day.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes.
Chevy from Gas Friendly.
You could hear a wrench drop at auto showrooms last month, no problem. Chrysler sales were down 38%. Ford 28, Toyota 21, and General Motors was down 18%. CBS's Anthony Mason.
The biggest hit is coming at the expense of trucks and SUVs. Not surprising, but what is surprising is the degree to which they're falling. I mean, the F-Series pickup, which has been the best-selling vehicle in the country, was off 40% in June. That's a staggering number.
The other side of the coin is sales might have been up had the companies had enough small cars to meet the surging demand. Money's tight. When's the last time you splurged on a $4, $5 cup of Starbucks? CFO Pete Boshin says 600 stores are being closed.
The closures affect approximately 7% of our global workforce.
The coffee barista business isn't a slam dunk anymore. 70% of the stores being closed opened since early 2006. The FBI is looking for a person of interest in a series of murders. Eight people have been killed in Illinois and Missouri in the past week. The FBI's William Monroe says Nicholas Sheely, a 28-year-old convict from Illinois, ought to be considered armed and dangerous.
FBI headquarters is reviewing as to whether or not to put Sheely in a top 10 fugitive status, which would elevate him right up there with Osama bin Laden as far as on the top 10 list.
Florida's attorney general says death row inmate Mark Dean Schwab deserves execution.
16 years to the day he was sentenced to die, Mark Dean Schwab has lost his final appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Schwab was convicted in the 1991 kidnap, rape, and murder of 11-year-old Juni Rios Martinez. The execution was put on hold because of a botched execution in 2006 and a Supreme Court ruling on the constitutionality of lethal injection.
CBS's Peter King in Orlando. Barack Obama would continue President Bush's faith-based initiative. If elected, religious charities eligible for federal funds.
There's a lot of evidence that these kinds of partnerships work.
Many of Obama's supporters have opposed those programs, claiming it creates too close a partnership between the government and religious organizations. The state of Connecticut will provide basic health insurance policies for uninsured adults. Governor Jody Rell.
We have a lot of individuals that simply don't have health insurance for a variety of reasons, cost probably being the first issue.
Connecticut's program is aimed at helping the 5 to 6% of residents who have no health insurance. How about this? Coffee slows the progression of a multiple sclerosis type of disease in mice. Scientists in Oklahoma say caffeine helped block abnormal T cells from getting into the brain and attacking the nerves, which is a central function of MS. Too early to say what it means to humans, though a good cup of coffee probably doesn't hurt. Wall Street, the Dow gained 32 points, the NASDAQ was up 12, and oil prices today right at $141 a barrel. This is CBS News.
The world calls us small business owners, but really,
there's nothing small about us. We have big ideas.
We see huge potential. We have
larger-than-life expectations, which is why we
and millions of other business owners use Visa Business.
Because we do business with a great big world, and no other card.
No other card.
No other card is more accepted by it.
Visa Business, used for big ideas. Visit visa.com/smallbusiness.
This 4th of July, your local Sam's Club is bursting with ways to save. Bring forth the flavor at your patriotic party with a barbecue. From grilling essentials like fresh meats and produce to drinks in the grill itself, you'll find the items you need at prices worth celebrating. And if you're not a member, you can start your savings with a bang. Join as a new member on July 1st through 4th, and you'll receive a $10 gift card. Sam's Club, where membership means terrific values this 4th of July and every day.
salmonella, could be the tomatoes, could be something else. They don't know.
With a number of salmonella cases now approaching 900 reported over several months, the FDA's David Acheson concedes
the pace of this investigation has been frustratingly slow.
In a conference call with reporters, Acheson notes there's a lot of paperwork involved as investigators contact retailers about where they got their produce.
It underscores the critical need for industry to modernize the practices and establish electronic record keeping.
Acheson says tomatoes are still the lead suspect, but they're also looking at other produce commonly served with tomatoes. John Hartsey, CBS News, Washington.
A 78-year-old Swede visiting in Denmark realized after a long night of drinking he didn't have enough money left for the ferry. So the police say he waited till nearly dawn and swiped a rowboat to try to row the 3 miles across the Øresund Strait. Fell asleep halfway there. The owner of the dinghy didn't press charges. Police just put him on the next ferry home. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
The world calls us small business owners, but really,
there's nothing small about us. We have big ideas.
We see huge potential. We have
larger than life expectations, which is why we and millions of other business owners use Visa Business.
Because we do business with a great big world, and no other card.
No other card.
No other card is more accepted by it.
Visa Business, used for big ideas. Visit visa.com/smallbusiness.
This 4th of July, your local Sam's Club is bursting with ways to save. Bring forth the flavor at your patriotic party with a barbecue. From grilling essentials like fresh meats and produce to drinks in the grill itself, you'll find the items you need at prices worth celebrating. And if you're not a member, you can start your savings with a bang. Join as a new member on July 1st through 4th, and you'll receive a $10 gift card. Sam's Club, where membership means terrific values this 4th of July and every day.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show, infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
Welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show. Serve fresh daily from San Francisco.
Later this hour on the Peter B. Collins Show, we'll talk to Jamil Dakwar. He is the director of the Human Rights Office at the American Civil Liberties Union. And we're going to talk about the range of individuals who have died while in U.S. custody. And that includes Guantanamo Bay, Abu Ghraib, immigration detention centers, and other facilities, including some of the rendition programs that the U.S. has been using, started under the Clinton administration and expanded under the Bush administration. At this time, we were hoping to talk with Scott Ritter, the former Marine, UN weapons inspector, a volunteer fireman, and a great American. I'm guessing that he's out on a fire call right now, because Scott always tells me when I book him for the show, I'll be there unless I've got to go fight a fire. He's a volunteer fireman in his home community in suburban New York City. And so perhaps he'll be able to join us during this half hour, perhaps not. But I'll hold down the fort here, because there's a lot of information that Scott Ritter and others have been trying to bring to our attention. And I think it's very important stuff. It relates to the U.S. posture toward Iran, and the many signals that we've been picking up about the intention to launch a military assault on Iran before Bush and Cheney leave office next January. And Scott Ritter published a book back in 2006, Target Iran, The Truth About the White House's Plans for Regime Change. And so he has been a dedicated whistleblower on these issues, and it's something that I have great respect and high regard for. Scott Ritter was in the Bay Area back in April, and I had the opportunity to moderate a question and answer period after he and Elizabeth De La Vega gave a talk about these issues. And he's a fairly average guy, not a towering human being, but he stands tall when it comes to these matters, and he's withstood a lot of withering criticism and personal attacks as he has tried to sound this alarm. And last week with Jason Leopold on our program, we talked about an interview he did with Scott Ritter, where Scott is saying that the signals are all very clear. And he is, as he has been on this program in the past, critical of the Bush administration's relationship with the Israeli government and the expanded influence that AIPAC, the American-Israeli Political or Public Affairs Committee, has on the politicians of both parties. Here's a quote from Scott Ritter. Congress has linked Iran policy to Israel. In this day and age of presidential politics, no one wants to take on the Israeli lobby. That's just the facts, Ritter said. You have to find a way to address this issue that sidesteps Israel. Some people may object to that. On the other hand, if you couch this thing in economic terms, I think you now empower Congress to address this issue in a manner that sidesteps Israel. So it's very interesting what is going on. I want to take a couple of minutes here to update you on the newest dispatch from Seymour Hersh in the New Yorker magazine. It was published on July 7th, and it's available online from a number of different websites. Just Google Cy Hersh and Iran, or Seymour Hersh and Iran, and you should be able to find multiple locations to grab it. What Cy Hersh is reporting is that last year, with the presumed cooperation of Speaker Pelosi and Democratic leader Reid, the so-called Gang of Eight, that's comprised of the top four leaders of the House and Senate and the four leaders, respectively, of the Senate and House Intelligence Committees. This Gang of Eight, according to Seymour Hersh, gave approval or at least did not attempt to block the diversion of $400 million by the Bush administration for covert action against Iran. And what Hersh reports is that the Congress doesn't have full information on exactly what the administration is doing with that funding and with that authority. Now, the president issued what's called a finding. And a finding is a term for a document that authorizes covert action. They find that there is a need, and then they address that need for covert action. Well, this finding, which is highly classified, certainly has not been shared with me, and Seymour Hersh has had portions of it leaked to him. What it shows is that the administration is once again using secrecy games to prevent others from getting a full picture of what it is doing. And even Hersh reports Admiral Fallon, the recently resigned CENTCOM commander, complained that there were violations of the law in things that were kept secret from him. Special ops teams operating in the region that Fallon was commanding were not reporting to Admiral Fallon. And this appears to be one of the points of contention that caused him to resign early from his tour as CENTCOM commander. Now, this presents just a whole murky world of secret operations accountable to the White House, to Dick Cheney. And I put that in the interrogative because I don't know. But what Seymour Hersh, who has been covering our government and the War Department since Vietnam, what he indicates is that they play fast and loose with the rules. The finding that covers CIA covert operations is kept secret, while a finding that covers some of the military operations is revealed to the Gang of Eight. And the bottom line, And Hirsch's article is lengthy and detailed, and I encourage you to read it because you'll get certainly more nuance from him than the summary that I'm giving you right now. But here's a quote from Sheehan, who was a deputy to his general, John J. Jack Sheehan, a retired Marine general whose last assignment was commander-in-chief of the U.S. Atlantic Command, and Fallon was a deputy to him. And Sheehan says, the coherence of military strategy is being eroded because of undue civilian influence and direction of non-conventional military operations. If you have small groups planning and conducting military ops outside the knowledge and control of the combatant commander, by default, you can't have a coherent military strategy. You end up with a disaster, like the reconstruction efforts in Iraq. Admiral Fallon, who's known as Fox, was aware that he would face special difficulties as the first Navy officer to lead CENTCOM. And Hirsch goes on to quote General Sheehan. Fox said, there's a lot of strange stuff going on in special ops, and I told him he had to figure out what they're really doing. The special ops guys eventually figured out they needed Fox, and so they began to talk to him. Fox would have won his fight with special ops, but for Cheney. So once again, the big thumbs of Vice President Dick Cheney appear to be, you know, shifting the scales on many of these decisions and many of these covert operations. Cy Hirsch also goes to great length to quote Sam Gardner, the retired Air Force colonel who's been a frequent guest on our program, and it's a reminder to we'll invite Sam back in the near future. But he quotes Gardner, who, by the way, only uses public news sources. He collects information very painstakingly from foreign media. And what Sam Gardner has reported is that there's a great deal of activity in Iran right now, and that there have been episodes, incidents, over the last few months that have been attributed to unidentified terrorists. And it is believed that these may be either directly controlled or indirectly controlled by the United States. And some of these include the Iranian People's Resistance Movement, the MEK, which is the Mujahideen al-Khalq, which we have talked about on this program before. There are other groups like the Party for a Free Life in Kurdistan, which is also known as PJAK. And it appears that with the tacit or direct support and perhaps direction from the United States, that these groups are operating inside Iran, and I can't be sure what their motives are. They may be doing reconnaissance for an aerial raid, and they may also be trying to line up resistance operators inside the country. But it's very disturbing when you put all this together. And after our break, I'm going to tell you about some other voices who are speaking up, warning of the Bush administration's secret plan to attack Iran. If you have a question or comment, you can join me in the next segment. 888-5-PETER-B is my toll-free number. That's 888-573-8372. And you can always email me. It's peter@peterbcollins.com. Again, we had expected to talk with Scott Ritter right now, but as a volunteer fireman, we think he's out saving somebody's house. So we'll continue in a moment discussing the situation with Iran right here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
If you like people who talk funny, listen to Stephanie Miller in the morning on AM 540 KRXA. Ha!
Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 1584 Del Monte is locally owned and operated by the May family and features delicious, authentic, inexpensive Mandarin and Cantonese food prepared to order every day. The May family invites you to savor authentic Chinese dishes like congee and juke at Jim's Restaurant, 1584 Del Monte in Seaside. Jim's specials are still $5.75 for lunch and $6.75 for dinner per person. Stop by 1584 Del Monte or call 394-5117. Don't forget, Jim's is tops for takeout and catering too. Call Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 394-5117.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, pattyrosscarmel.com.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale with 2 hours of talk radio all about our daily challenges, our fears, changes, crisis, addictions. Over 1,700 of them, can you believe it? Using the 12 steps, the law of attraction, whatever it takes. Join me Saturday afternoons 3 to 5 with my guests and we'll find solutions together. The Sheila Show, Saturday 3 to 5 on KRXA, brought to you by Benji's Princess Monterey Whale Watching Trips. Open daily on Old Fisherman's Wharf, Monterey.
Does it seem like the service is lacking at most service stations? Not at Mid-Valley Valero and Shell on Carmel Valley Road. Mid-Valley Valero and Shell offer complete auto repair, smog inspections, major brand tires, 30, 60, and 90,000 mile service checks, complete brake work, and fix any electrical problems. They even provide environmentally friendly auto detailing. Mid-Valley Valero and Shell use only the highest quality original and aftermarket auto parts. Call Mid-Valley Valero and Shell at 831-624-0722. That's 624-0722. Remember, for all your automobile needs, only Mid-Valley Valero and Shell will do. Locally owned, Mid-Valley Valero and Shell. Putting the service back in service stations.
Go ahead, take a deep breath. Yeah, there's nothing like that new car insurance smell.
I love it.
Want to take it for a test drive?
Sure.
Wouldn't it be great if you could test drive car insurance? Well, maybe you can.
Notice all the impressive standard features. Good neighbor service for extra comfort and stability. And look how great it handles around those hairpin turns in your budget.
Check out the company 40 million other drivers trust, State Farm. No one gives more discounts to more drivers, and nobody takes care of you like a State Farm agent.
Who's that?
That's your built-in security system. Your very own State Farm agent.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hey there, and who are those guys?
Oh, that's your award-winning claims department.
Wow.
So talk to a State Farm agent today and kick the tires on our car insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Justin Hambly, your Monterey Bay State Farm agent. Call me today at 831-688-3683. That's 688-3683.
It's the Peter B. Collins Show. It's Peter B. Collins Show, bouncing off the satellite up and down the left coast and oozing inland, too. Wherever you are, however you're listening, I'm glad you found us. And let a friend know. You can grab a podcast. The link is on my homepage at peterbcollins.com. As mentioned, we had hoped to be talking with Scott Ritter at this point. And as a volunteer fireman, we think that he's out on a call. And we'll reschedule with him perhaps next week. But I wanted to share with you the urgent warnings that he has sounded about U.S. policy toward Iran. And just yesterday, at right about this time, we were talking with Peter Laufer about Patrick Buchanan, Pat Buchanan's views on immigration. And you heard that I think he's overexposed and, I get tired of Pat Buchanan. But I am happy to cite a Pat Buchanan column that appeared in Tuesday's San Francisco Chronicle, because the headline is, "Who is Planning Our Next War?" And I'd like to read a brief excerpt from the end of Pat Buchanan's column. "What would Hamas, Hezbollah, and Syria do?
if the U.S. attacked Iran. All three are now in indirect negotiations with Israel. U.S. forces in Afghanistan and Iraq could be made by Iran to pay a high price in blood that could force the U.S. to initiate its own air war in retaliation and to finish a war that Israel had begun. But a U.S. war on Iran is not a decision that Bush can outsource to Olmert, the Israeli Prime Minister. Last Tuesday, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs Admiral Mike Mullins left for Israel. CBS News cited U.S. officials as conceding the trip comes just as the Israelis are mounting a full-court press to get the Bush administration to strike Iran's nuclear complex. Vice President Cheney is said to favor U.S. strikes. Secretary of Defense Gates and Mike Mullins are said to be opposed. Moving through Congress, powered by the Israeli lobby, is House Resolution 362, which demands that President Bush impose a U.S. naval blockade on Iran, an act of war. And Buchanan closes the column by saying, "Is it not time the American people were consulted on the next war that is being planned for us?" Now, if a Nixon conservative like Pat Buchanan is concerned, we all should be concerned. And the Washington Post on Tuesday, July 1, reports an unnamed former CIA operative who says he has tried to warn the agency about faulty intelligence in the past on Iraq, now contends that CIA officials also ignored evidence that Iran had suspended work on a nuclear bomb. The one-time undercover agent who's been barred by the CIA from revealing his real name filed a motion in federal court last week asking the government to declassify legal documents describing what he says was a deliberate suppression of findings on Iran contrary to agency views at the time. The former operative alleged in a 2004 lawsuit that the CIA fired him after he repeatedly clashed with senior managers over his attempts to file reports that challenged the conventional wisdom about WMD in the Mideast. Key details of his claim haven't been made public because they describe events that the CIA considers secret. On five occasions, his lawyer says, this man was ordered to either falsify his reporting on WMD or not to file his reports at all. The informant provided secret evidence that Tehran had halted its research into designing and building a nuclear weapon. Yet when the operative sought to file reports, his attempts were thwarted by CIA employees. Later, he was told to remove himself from any further handling of the informant involved there. So it's oozing out from every quarter. And the House resolution that Buchanan referred to, 362, if you've got time, go online and do a search. Read the whole thing. At one point it says, whereas, you know, this is not a binding resolution. But in the next breath it says, whereas, we want the president to impose a naval blockade on Iran. That's not non-binding. As Pat Buchanan correctly states, that's an act of war. And it also creates targets. You know about the Persian Gulf. You put a couple of American aircraft carriers in there and the ships that go with a carrier group. And you've got sitting ducks. You rattle the cages of the Iranian military. They will not respond the way Iraq did. So I encourage you to follow this as much as you can. And I chose today not to play that song that annoys people so much, Bomb, Bomb, Bomb Iran. But I'm threatening to get it out again. Because I think that this is the most critical issue we're facing. And we need to make sure that our political leaders don't sell us out in collusion with the Bush administration and leave us with the mess in Afghanistan, which is worse than it's been in the last 5 years, the mess in Iraq, which is worse than we let on,